Gildan Media, a division of Recorded Books, presents HBR's 10 Must-Reads on AI, Analytics, and the New Machine Age by Harvard Business Review, narrated by Sean Compton and Terry Schnaubelt. Publisher's note: this audiobook has bonus material of visual elements supporting the text. Please contact whomever you purchased this audiobook from to request the material. Artificial Intelligence for the Real World by Thomas H. Davenport and Rajiv Ronanki. Idea in brief. The problem: cognitive technologies are increasingly being used to solve business problems, but many of the most ambitious AI projects encounter setbacks or fail. The approach: companies should take an incremental rather than a transformative approach and focus on augmenting rather than replacing human capabilities. The process: to get the most out of AI, firms must understand which technologies perform what types of tasks, create a prioritized portfolio of projects based on business needs, and develop plans to scale up across the company. End of Idea in Brief section. In 2013, the MD Anderson Cancer Center launched a Moonshot project: diagnose and recommend treatment plans for certain forms of cancer using IBM's Watson cognitive system. But in 2017, the project was put on hold after costs topped $62 million, and the system had yet to be used on patients. At the same time, the Cancer Center's IT group was experimenting with using cognitive technologies to do much less ambitious jobs, such as making hotel and restaurant recommendations for patients' families, determining which patients needed help paying bills, and addressing staff IT problems. The results of these projects have been much more promising. The new systems have contributed to increased patient satisfaction, improved financial performance, and a decline in time spent on tedious data entry by the hospital's care managers. Despite the setback on the Moonshot, MD Anderson remains committed to using cognitive technology, that is, next-generation artificial intelligence, to enhance cancer treatment, and is currently developing a variety of new projects at its Center of Competency for Cognitive Computing. The contrast between the two approaches is relevant to anyone planning AI initiatives. Our survey of 250 executives who are familiar with their company's use of cognitive technology shows that 3/4 of them believe that AI will substantially transform their companies within 3 years. However, our study of 152 projects in almost as many companies also reveals that highly ambitious moonshots are less likely to be successful than low-hanging fruit projects that enhance business processes. This shouldn't be surprising. Such has been the case with the great majority of new technologies that companies have adopted in the past. But the hype surrounding artificial intelligence has been especially powerful, and some organizations have been seduced by it. In this article, we'll discuss the various categories of AI being employed and provide a framework for how companies should begin to build up their cognitive capabilities in the next several years to achieve their business objectives. 3 types of AI. It is useful for companies to look at AI through the lens of business capabilities rather than technologies. Broadly speaking, AI can support 3 important business needs: automating business processes, gaining insight through data analysis, and engaging with customers and employees. Process automation. Of the 152 projects we studied, the most common type was the automation of digital and physical tasks, typically back-office administrative and financial activities, using robotic process automation technologies. RPA is more advanced than earlier business process automation tools because the robots, that is, code on a server, act like a human inputting and consuming information from multiple IT systems. Tasks include transferring data from email and call center systems onto systems of record, for example, updating customer files with address changes or service additions, replacing lost credit or ATM cards, reaching into multiple